see, should they? Should the unions and the social service advocates have the control over the General Assembly that they obviously do?
No.
That's it.
They certainly have a strong voice. It's 55% of our budget is social services. And as Gary mentioned, with the Medicaid global waiver, we've taken 4 years of federal money and we're saving at least 13%. So there's been a concerted effort to save money.
Should those folks dominate the legislative decision?
They do. It dominates the state budget, and we need to look at how that money is spent. I'm glad we're looking at
it. Philosophically, should government be super serving labor and, you asked ma'am what the nanny state meant, and the nanny state of social services? Should the government's philosophy be the taxpayer dollars' priorities should be to secure the current status quo of labor and the current status quo of social services?
I would never, and that's a good word, never.
She can answer the question, though.
No.
We're all in this
with
together.
Social services, I don't know if anyone here is disabled. There's an initiative to close group homes down, so that's part of the social service. Should we be closing group homes down? I had a 92-year-old mom call me and say, my 56-year-old disabled son cannot live with me. We need, and I'm glad we have these hearings to see what is worthwhile and what is a waste. That's what social services need.